There we go. All right. We are live after 3 weeks. Holy cow.
Sorry.
Back from the dead.
Boink. Back from the dead. Yes. It's like, wow.
Hey, The Walking Dead just started.
Did it? Oh, don't tell our readership will go down.
Sunday.
All righty. You guys ready? Yep. I'm sort of ready.
Yep.
Let's do this thing. I almost forgot where everything's at. All right, folks, sit back, relax, get your favorite libation, your favorite snack. The Geocaching Podcast is coming at you right about now.
You want to know how to find it. Seek it out when they hide it. You know it's in the bag when it's an easy grab. But come on, take a chance now. So go, 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 geocache, geocache. And if you need help, we're right there in a flash. If you got a question, just call in and ask. Uncover the stash on the Geocaching Podcast. The Geocaching Podcast.
Welcome to the Geocaching Podcast, episode 513, recorded live on our website on October 25th, 2017. I knew I was going to screw something up. I'm your host, Head Hard Hat with
Scott Burks,
Task 427, and
Info Fabric.
You can join our chat room and watch our live video stream, plus participate with us as we record this episode. All this and more can be found at www.geocachingpodcast.com/live. Be sure to contact us via our voicemail line at 630-31-VOICE, and also find us on Twitter at geocachingpodcast.com/Twitter and Facebook at geocachingpodcast.com/Facebook. This episode is sponsored by our good patrons of the Geocaching Podcast. To become a contributing patron, simply click on our Patreon or PayPal logos on our website to help keep our podcast going. From all of us at the Geocaching Podcast, we thank you. Yeah, after 3 weeks.
A little out of practice at the beginning.
Wow, holy smokes. It's like I have to read this now. Right. So, yeah. But, yeah, thank you for everybody for putting up with this. We've had all sorts of things, technical issues and, just stuff. And we were out for 3 weeks for a sabbatical. And we are back.
All on sabbatical.
All on sabbatical. Yeah. We were all on assignment. So
yeah.
So that's how that one went. But yeah, that's how it goes sometimes, and we're back. That's all that counts. So
are
good.
We're back.
We're back, which is great.
As long as you've remembered to press record.
Right?
Yes, and I did. So I'm doing good with that. Thank you for reminding me. It would have been that bad because just things just, you know, you get out of the groove and go with that, and then it takes a little time to go in. So, yeah, not too much for me, unfortunately, because of all the stuff that was going on the past few weeks. Did get some geocaches here and there, but not so much. Did do a trip to Michigan this past weekend for some family biz. And literally, this is the shortest time I have ever taken going to Michigan from Raleigh, North Carolina. I literally went and took just under 12 hours each way. That's unheard of. There have been times because of geocaching where I have actually taken 18 hours to get from Raleigh, North Carolina to Ann Arbor, Michigan.
Just need to appreciate the scenery.
Oh, it just flew by. I mean, it was gorgeous. It was great. We actually got up into Michigan. There was still a little bit of color there, which surprised me. So they were through peak, but some of the trees still had colors, unlike here where they just kind of turn brown and fall off. There's just a little bit better color scheme up there. But, yeah, 12 hours to get there to make a deadline and then 12 hours to get back to make a deadline. So that was it. But, yeah, lots of travel. But the nice thing is the weather has cooled down. We are no longer even in the 80s anymore. We are in the mid to low 70s. Actually, it was in the 60s today. And I have to say this because my brother David, who lives in Gaylord, Michigan, which is right about there, had snow showers today.
Oh, my God.
So, ha-ha to David because snow showers. So that means that they will have snow from October till about June.
That's brutal, man.
Oh, gotta love it. Gotta love it. Scott, how about yourself?
What, in the past 3 weeks?
Well, whatever. Give a rough summary.
Lord. Oh, man, what I've done in the past 3 weeks. Well, the main thing we did, Jesse's cousin died 2 weeks ago, so we had to go to Ohio, to Eastern Ohio, to a funeral.
Oh, wow.
And the last minute did a trip, a seven-hour drive to Ohio.
Yep.
For a funeral on Saturday. So we left Friday after work and got there at 2 in the morning. And then
I know what that's like.
Not a cash found on the way because we had a seven-hour drive out
of it. Yep.
But after the funeral, we hopped up into Pennsylvania. I got a couple caches in Pennsylvania. Never had that state. So met a nice cacher, Dover Spike. He sent me a nice message. I found one of his caches. He wrote to me. He says, "Wow, the real Scott Burks found one of my hides." That's what he wrote. I wrote back, I might be a fake one.
That's
check
funny.
The signature.
That's so it.
Somebody recognized me out in Pennsylvania and said, "Holy shit!"
Yeah, yeah. It's it's beautiful out there.
Yeah. So we just missed peak Ohio. It was just turning. So I'm sure now it's beautiful. You know, out in Eastern Ohio.
Yep.
So other than that, been the kids are finishing up football and getting ready for basketball.
They never slow down, do they?
What?
They never slow down.
My kids, no.
Yeah.
No, it goes straight to baseball, football, basketball, and reset.
Yeah, the Cubs aren't back in the World Series.
Yes, we brought it up. Like I told Scott, if they won every year, it wouldn't be a miracle.
I'm a realist, It is the Cubs we're talking about. We got to remember who we're talking about here.
Yeah.
People have the shortest memories. It's like, dude, 45 years of my life they've lost. What is your memory? Like, they've stuck for 45 years.
Yeah, yep.
The Astros have never won a World Series. I'm hoping they do. So go Astros. I still got a place in my heart for the Houston Astros.
There you go.
You know, they're good. I think LA is better. They're just a good team. They were a good team last year.
Yep.
You know, we just got by them. Yeah. So.
Yeah.
I don't care who wins. That doesn't. I don't care.
That's it. Taz, how about yourself?
Get a lot of cashing in, so it's been good. Like, I'm getting a lot of it.
Yeah. Excellent.
It's like, which weekend do we count here? We got the honeydew list, the world's on fire list. So the leaves are turning red out here, but
that's
not
flames.
Because of autumn. Flames.
They're burning.
One point, there were 14 wildfires within a 100-mile radius of me.
Wow.
So, yeah.
What do you think you are, Corey Stevens?
We had smoke coming in everywhere, and it was to a point where I couldn't work.
Yeah.
I mean, it was like my head was just exploding. It's like, no. I can't work. Sorry. But then most of the air's cleared out. Managed to get my Earth caches for the Earth Cache Day and anniversary cache on my anniversary cache day. And then I started getting bits and pieces of my Arduino components that I've ordered in from over in China and started developing my Arduino caches.
I am really looking forward to that. That is going to be a lot of fun when you get that going. Wow.
Yeah.
That is something.
Yeah.
All right, Miss Info.
I just need to convince a fellow cacher out here that makes some pretty good quality cache containers,
right?
To make me some containers. It's like, I'll give you some credit.
There you go.
Like it's like I don't have all the tools that I used to have. So building the wood containers like birdhouses is going to be a little bit more difficult. So
yeah, no doubt.
Yeah. Oh well, I've been on holiday.
Yeah, we know. How's it going?
Yeah.
I've almost recovered from the jet lag, and I'm now back to more or less as human as I ever get. But
I'm going to leave that right there.
Had an amazing week in southwest France. We saw papal palaces, medieval villages, Roman arenas, and aqueducts. Absolutely stunning scenery. It was peak autumn, so everything was all the leaves were turning there. It was fabulous, and hardly any tourists because it wasn't school holiday season. Oh, and great food and wine.
Wow.
But it was caching wise, it was so frustrating because there were thousands of caches nearby. There was one power trail around the Camargue that had something like 200, and another power trail that's a cycling one that had 2,700 on it, and I couldn't get to any of them because I was traveling with muggle parents and had no independent transport.
So anyway,
that was followed by another week in the UK, so the Northeast England, Newcastle, got the three new virtuals, York, Newcastle and Pensioner North and Pensioner Monument, that have popped up in that area. Then up to Edinburgh for their Little Earth Cache Festival. Hang on, if I hold that up, there's a pretty cool geocoin from it. So that was great.
Very nice.
Have to write up all the earth caches from that, though. Then more Scotland, Stirling and Dundee, so visiting rallies. Back down to the Midlands to visit different rallies, and back down to London to catch up with the other side of the family and fly back.
Wow.
So I managed to add another 10 counties to my sort of found section of the map. But the numbers weren't that huge due to all the driving, and there's only so much you can inflict on the rest of the family. But then
that's when you take hostage.
I had a long weekend in the South Island at the Oamaru Geofest, which unfortunately didn't quite get mega status. But two of us managed to add another 300 plus caches to the tally. I've still got to write them up, all of them up, and I finally hit the 500 cache mark. And this is the, if I can hold it to the right, is a geocoin from Oamaru Geofest.
Oh, wow. Very nice.
Yeah. And heads up, guys. What we're hoping is going to be a mega is in Wellington next year.
Oh, very nice.
So I get to have a mega in my own backyard without having to get on the plane.
Wow.
Actually, awesome. Yeah. I can get assuming that enough good people sign up and come to it.
There you go.
We need that magic 500.
So just out of... A rough guesstimate out of this. How many countries, for how long were you on vacay?
I was away for a smidgen over 3 weeks. I managed three countries.
3 weeks?
Malaysia. Yeah, it's sort of clocked all my leave. I have no annual leave left.
3 weeks?
Yes. Yes,
and traveled half the world.
Annual leave, dears.
Nice. Wow.
Yeah.
So, well, Scott and I are contractors. We don't know what 3 weeks off is.
Yeah, you've just got to chase everything that comes.
Like, literally.
Like a cat with a... Yeah. So, yeah. No, we get 4 weeks total, I think it is. But I'd clagged saved up some leave from last year and used this year's, and... For me, it's a relatively quiet time of year, so I could escape and have a fabulous time. Sorry?
How long did that company for?
Ah, 6 years now.
Okay. So when you started, how much vacation did you get? And yes, Anna, I'm going down this rabbit hole.
I knew you were going to.
It's not as good as it used to be in the UK when I worked for the UK public sector. Uh-huh. Because because I'd worked there for 10 years and because I was paid above a certain grade, I got 30 days annual leave plus statutory plus concessions there. Yeah, and I damn well used it.
Oh.
No, I don't get that. I only get 4 weeks.
You're making us cry. I'm just saying. Wow.
So anyway, Oamaru was amazing.
How many years did you have to work for a company to fucking build up four... I'm sorry, to build up...
Yeah,
I've been there. It's just I carried over a week from last year, so that's why I've got that, and I'm virtually down to zero now.
Yeah,
poor thing.
Yeah, she'll have to like reset for next year.
I wasn't earning 30 days at the end of 20 years. Sarah,
did you have to relearn your job when you got back to work? I mean, seriously. You again? Let's retrain.
Look, I could remember my password when I got back.
There you go.
Something.
Do they have to do your job for 3 weeks while you're gone?
Wow.
No, there's another lot. There's two of us in the team. And we sort of split the job between us. So he
so
left
you're
the things.
Half the year
that...
And they're off half the year. Is that the way it works?
No. He went to South Africa earlier this year. So.
Oh, well, see.
For 3 weeks?
Yeah. We're lucky if we can make it across town, let alone. Oh
my God. Look, I know you don't even get a long weekend.
Oh. No.
In the U.S., you get like, what, 2 weeks starting usually?
I mean, usually, if you're lucky.
Depending upon where it's at. And it's like, I get 3 weeks at Intel, and that doesn't start going up for...
Like the five-year mark? Like
7 or 8 years.
Oh, is it?
Maybe it's a five-year mark.
Yeah.
But you're like... After like 10 years, I think I'm up to 4 weeks.
Yeah.
I mean, I've been in my job for almost a year. I got 2 weeks starting, and I had to fight for that.
Yep.
But I don't get three weeks until I think 5 years in, and I'm not going to be there for 5 years. Who can do this job for 5 years anymore?
Nobody does. Not in our biz.
Yeah.
Not in our biz.
Yeah. Wow. Yeah, I mean, if we keep our contractors for 6 months, we think we're doing well.
Yeah.
Wow, yeah. Amazing.
Yeah,
America sucks.
Yeah, so thanks for bringing us all down, Sarah. Appreciate it. All right, let's move on
I'm going to be back to normal now. I've got no leave, and I'm going to have to. So my caching tally rate's going to slow to a crawl.
Wow.
I just like realized I had 4 days, and I was so happy. I'm like, I'm up to 36 hours of PDR. I'm so excited.
Yep. All right, let's move on to the podcast roundup, letting our viewers know what's going on in the geocaching podcasting community. And what's coming up this week on GeoGearheads is episode 304, geocaching.com guidelines 4. We're taking a look at the updated geocaching.com guidelines this week with Rock Chalk of geocaching.com. And GeoSnippets Reboot Podcast, yes, we are back. It's been a while. And we are so happy, Amy and I, to come back. We're going to give show details. Some stuff's going to be changing. Not much, but some. And we will be talking about all sorts of stuff. We've got some stuff about a certain Giga event that we're going to talk about in a few minutes. And
I am jealous.
I saw a very, very interesting article about spooky geocaches that we're going to be discussing about that tomorrow on GeoSnippets Reboot Podcast. All right, good stuff. Please consider that it does cost money to do these shows and to become a patron of our show by simply going to geocachingpodcast.com and clicking on either our PayPal or our Patreon logos, and if you could throw a couple bucks our way each month, we would greatly, greatly appreciate it. All right. Scott gave us the soundbite, so I'm going to use it. Scott, if you would be so kind, let me hit the button right about here.
I got mail! Yay! I got mail! Yay!
All right. We've got an email from Ed. Ed says, hi, folks. Got a quick question about Cashly. Do you know if I get a new phone and re-download the app, will it save my offline content? That's a good question, Ed. And I didn't know the answer. Nobody else knew it. So I called. I didn't call. I wrote Nick, and I asked Nick, the creator of Cashly, and he actually responded to me. He said, this is his response, Nick. He says, if you back up your old phone correctly to iTunes, it should preserve the data and transfer to the new phone. Backing up to iCloud will not. If that somehow doesn't work for them, they can also transfer the database from one phone to another using iTunes file sharing, which I could give them instructions for. So,
excellent stuff.
Ed, if you need that, if you want Nick to help you with that, just all you got to do is email Nick. It should be right on your app. Email Nick. He'll help you.
Yeah, Nick's amazing when it comes to things. Anything that that goes on.
Yeah, that could be like an hour.
Yeah. He's awesome. All right, good stuff. Let's move on to the news. The news.
And the news. So Geo Woodstock XVI/16/2018 goes Giga.
Wow.
So get to Cincinnati next year on Memorial Day weekend in get on. I'm really pushing my wife to let me go now.
Are you now?
You haven't got any leave anyway.
I'll make leave.
I mean, come on. We've been crying for a Giga forever. It's now put up or shut up, folks. Get out there. Get there.
Andy, are you going to go?
I'm there. I'm going to be there.
Here's a funny thing. It's Memorial Day weekend.
Yep.
I don't know if everybody has kids in Little League, but that is like the weekend for tournaments.
Yes. Yeah.
So kids are going to be playing in tournaments all day. So me and Jesse figure it is a day trip. It's 5 hours away. It's freaking 5 hours away.
Exactly.
So it is literally 5-hour drive.
Coming
in, 5 hours drag.
And the stuff that you got planned will blow your mind. Check out the Geo Woodstock website that tells you about it.
Here's the thing. Again, rabbit hole. Here's the thing, though. How are they going to check in 5,000 people in one day?
I don't know.
It's not a weekend. It's a day.
Yeah. I don't know how this works. I don't know how it works.
Well,
let me know, Chad. What do you think?
Like in the past, that they're going to have a Friday day check-in as well, so that people can come and it treats. They usually do it over several hours, so not everyone shows up right at that time. So you can get there and get your bag and then go. So it's not like it's been in the past that like block parties where everyone rushing their bags of luck, to be honest. So I'm going to split that up.
Yeah. Yeah, so we'll have to see what happens. It's amazing.
That's now, we had a lot of people at this past year's Geo Woodstock, and to be honest, there were a bunch of people that I was planning on talking to and seeing, like Joshua and fellow cashiers from here in California, fellow cashiers from Texas, that I never saw in the entire time that I was there. And we were at the same events.
Yeah. And the kicker is with Geo Woodstock 16, this is going to be at Coney Island Park.
Yeah.
So this is huge for the stuff that they've got going with this thing. But so please make sure that you check out, mark your calendars, make sure you go. We've been screaming. Who knows the next time we get a chance to get that giga mark.
How do you not? But I mean, my kids come first, obviously.
So. Yes.
I'll be there, but I'm not going to be there.
Yeah.
Because I'll be there for literally 15 minutes, and then it's a 5-hour drive back.
Wow. And
I've got Joshua meeting me wherever I am. I talked to him. He's like, dude, I will meet you wherever you are to prove. So if anyone doubts that you were there, I will say, yes, he was here. I saw him.
You're just going to Skype in.
No. Trust me. I thought about it. But you know what? No. You know what? It's a gig. I'm going to go. But then Josh was like, I'll meet you. I'll meet you and take a picture and prove that you were here. I'm like, cool.
Yeah.
Well, when you all go, I'll just be insanely jealous.
You know, we've been crying for this chance of getting that icon forever, because all you find folks on the other side of the planet have one every other week. So,
not my side of the planet, mate. If I wanted one, I'd have to go somewhere like Germany or Czechoslovakia and have another day on the plane. Plus, no thank you.
I was going to say, Germany's had four, Czechs had one, and I believe that's it so far.
Really? That's it?
Yeah. That's like an hour train.
That's it.
Yeah.
But Germany has one like every year.
Yes.
Yes, Germany.
Thank you, Germany. All right, last little bit. Chad, do you want to get this or you want me to get it?
Sure, I'll go ahead and get it.
Go for it.
So just a quick note to let you know, today we released a basic solution checker for mystery caches on geocaching.com. The solution checker only appears on a cache page if the CO has turned it on. The default is off, of course, and a mystery cache's final coordinates are tied to the solution checker. So if a finder submits the correct coordinates to the checker, it will automatically update the corrected coordinates on the cache page for the finder. Of course, corrected coords are also synced with the geocaching app. Now, I've got a couple comments on this. One, A4 effort. Mm-hmm. B for execution.
Oh, and really?
The reason I say B for execution is they put it in four friggin' fields. You've got the latitude degrees, the latitude minutes, the longitude degrees, the longitude minutes. One friggin' field, people.
Oh, it's in four.
You know,
wow.
Those of us that actually document this, you know, when we're solving and put things in our notes, we like to cut and paste one friggin' coordinate, not four.
Yeah.
That's annoying as all heck. If you feel you need to have it on there, make a little checkbox in there that allows you to convert it over to a single field. You can save this that data with cookies. You know, there's these things called cookies out there.
They're delicious.
They're delicious. Yeah, one other thought on the subject matter. How about a checkbox option to mark it mark something as solved, a puzzle, a mystery as solved for things that are have the same coordinates as the original coordinates, such as field puzzles and challenges. That way it shows up as something solved on your map, and you know, hey, I want to go after that.
Wow.
Yeah, well, like sort of Project GC displays with the challenge checkers as a red or green, depending on whether you've met it or not.
That works as well.
You want to send that into, they do the corrected chords, though. They do that. That's not good enough for you? Oh, you're saying if it's the same place.
No. Yeah. So if it's the same chords, you can't mark. Yeah. What I have done in the past is quite literally change the corrected chords by 1/1000th of a degree, or minute.
Couple feet.
All
right, so why don't you just, this is what you need to do. Bypass ground speak and go right to Nick. He could be like, you know, great idea, dude. He's probably listening going, hey, that's a great idea. Nick is stealing your idea right now, dude.
Of course it's a great idea.
Copyright Geocaching Podcast. Yeah. Wow.
Yeah. Dude, you know what? Groundspeak has a little thing on their website. It says, hey, give us your ideas. You can send that to them.
Yes.
I'd love to hear from you.
Yeah. And then they'll steal them and it'll be great. Yeah, hey, whatever works. As long as it goes in.
That's a great idea.
Yeah, as long as it goes in, that's all that counts.
I'm giving you crap, but it's actually a good idea.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a great idea.
See what it takes to get a fire going with Mr. Chad? I'm just saying. Wow. He loves his mystery caches.
Built upon it.
Oh, yeah.
He's not the idea guy. He's the second idea guy.
All right. Good stuff. I think it's time to move on. We even have more fun going. This is awesome. All right. Tonight, we are going to do the GCPC host quiz, which has caused more fisticuffs. I've got the already. And a couple other things going, because this is life and death for bragging rights with this. And if I remember right, the last time we had all three of us together, Sarah cleaned you guys' clock.
Jesse won 1 year.
Jesse won one. I remember that. Yeah. And I think that was
you
when
you kept asking me American questions, so I bombed out at the end. It was fixed, I tell you, fixed.
I had technical difficulties.
Oh, here we go. Here we go. So you can see where this is going to go, folks. Well, you can play along with us as well. And it's very simple. We're going to have some ground rules for this. Host with the most points at the end wins the bragging rights.
What do you win?
We'll have a coveted prize.
Okay.
All right. Note, if you miss a question, you lose all your points.
That's the shittiest rule.
I love it. If you miss a question, you lose all your points. Points are going to be at 10, 20, and 30. There's 30 questions. There's going to be three double or nothing questions. So you have a chance of doubling your points or losing them.
Like Double Jeopardy.
Kind of like Double Jeopardy, only with, you know, spikes at the end.
But double 0 points is still zero.
Yeah, double zero still means zero.
Can you opt out of that if you don't want that? What if you don't want the double points?
You can still answer the question, I guess. Okay. But we'll see how that goes when we actually get there. There's also, I forget the show. I think Taz knows this. There was a show that had this little meanie that showed up. Every once in a while. Huh? Whammy. A whammy. Yes. And we're going to have our...
That show was called Press Your Like. Press Your Luck is underneath.
That's it. Okay, so we're going to have our own version of the whammy, and it's called acronyms.
Okay.
So you get there's two hidden in each of the 3 point categories, and you still get a chance to get it or not, but they're acronyms, and acronyms come from Hades. So that's we found that out. We did one quiz that was nothing but acronyms, and I got more grief out of that one for the public. It's like, what did you do to me? I got two right. So yeah, this should be interesting. Right.
AAR, additional acronyms required.
Yes. So, see, he's already ready. He's got his cheat sheet up. Don't even start. Okay, now we're going to do round-robin question taking. So, random number decides who is going to go first through third. I have a number between 1 and 10. Chad, pick a number.
3.
Okay. Sarah?
8.
Okay. Scott?
6.
He's gone to sleep.
Keep going. All right. So we started off with... 2. Okay.
9.
I didn't think it was going to be this difficult.
4?
Keep going.
Has anyone said 4 yet? 4.
Yep, keep going.
1.
Are we really hitting all the numbers?
Everything? 7? So there you go. Sarah goes first. Wow.
Now what's left? 2.
Let's see. Well, she already got the number right. Okay.
Going second.
Okay, so between Chad and Scott, pick a number between 1 and 5.
2.
Nope.
3.
All right. Mr. Chad goes 2, and then it's Scott. All right. Good. All right, so here we go. Sarah, you get to choose. We've got 30 questions. You've got 10-pointer, 20-point, or 30-point. They get more difficult the more points they are.
I'll start with a 20 to get a baseline.
All right, let's get a baseline. 20. Let me bring the list up here. All right. And I'm going to mark it. All right. Sarah, the geocaching logo has, when it had the four-color scheme...
It's gone green.
When it had the four-color screen, had yellow, green, blue, and what other color?
Orange.
Congrats. Wow. There we go. Sarah's up there with 20 points.
Was it 20-pointer?
She's winning. All right. Chad, what would you like?
30.
Oh, he's going for the big guns. All right.
Knock him out.
Knock him out. All right. And let me mark that. All right, here we go. Chad, if you wanted to be alerted that a new first-to-find geocache had been published, what geocaching.com service would you use?
Notifications.
I'll take that. Instant notification service. All right. Chad with the big 3-0. All right. Mr. Scott, what would you like?
Give me a 30.
Okay, another 30. All right. Sorry I laugh because I know how difficult these are.
Oh, F you.
All right, Mr. Scott. What datum does geocaching.com use for its maps and GPS units?
Is it UTM? Then I don't know.
Okay, I forgot I had that. The correct answer is a WGS 84.
84?
84. Yeah.
I can remember the 84. I couldn't remember the original part of it.
I know what the hell you're talking about. You both are speaking fucking Greek to me right now. Does that
even mean? It's a datum. Anyways, it's all Greek to us. Okay, Miss Sarah, what would you like?
Oh, give me another 20.
Oh, she's going mid-ground here. All right.
Yeah.
Let's see. We have... Let me bring it up here. All right. If you want to log your dipped, I'm sorry, if you want to log that you dipped a traveler into a geocache, what type of log would you use?
If I was using CGO, which I do, I'd call it visited.
I don't know how to answer that. Let's do it in geocaching speak.
Well, I've said, they're talking about dipped trackable.
Yeah. What type of log would you use?
Well, I'd add it to whatever log I was using for that particular cache. So it would either be a find it, a didn't find it, or a write note, depending on what mood I was in.
All right, I'll give it that. Yes, it was a write note. 40 is the type of log, write note. Otherwise, you were going to get the big, but otherwise you get... All right. Yeah. Mr. Chad.
Should I tempt fate? Yeah, let's go ahead. Let's reset. Go back. Go to 30.
Another 30. He's going for the jugular here. All right.
Oh, no.
Yes. Well,
out of the way. That way, there's none left in the end.
You know, it's strategy. It's all strategy. All right. Let me mark this. And there we go. What is the only current attribute that is of the color yellow? What is the only current attribute that is of the color yellow? I'll accept that. Wireless beacon and geocaching a beacon device that transmit a brief message that can be used to find a geocache, i.e. NFC or chirp. All right, Mr. Chad's at 60. Sarah at 40. Scott, goose egg. All right, Mr. Scott, what would you like?
Tin it up, bitch.
All right, let's go to the kiddie pool, and we will go with, I know what he wants to say, but he's not going to. All right. What size geocache is just large enough to hold a geocoin, yet big enough to hold a sandwich?
God, they're changing. I mean, that's small. I'll go small.
How big's the sandwich?
I mean,
it's not a sub.
If it's a sub, you know?
All right, good stuff. So all three have played. So far it is Chad at 60, Sarah at 40, Scott at 10. Miss Sarah, what can I get for you?
Oh, give me another 20.
Oh, she is just – it's interesting how the grades are going here. This is good.
Well, come on. I don't want to upset the apple cart.
Okay, fair enough. Not like that's going to happen. All right.
I know somebody's going to tank it and go back to zero.
You know it. I'll leave it there.
Probably going to be Chad.
Probably. What is the brand name of special geocaching log paper that can be written even when wet?
Right in the rain, and it's spelt with an R.
Wow. All right.
I've known every answer.
It's a pen in the ass because half the pens won't write on it.
She even said with the the R. So, yeah, you don't get any bonus points, but I'm impressed. Yes, right in the rain.
I buy a notebook from Whitcools that has waterproof paper in it, so that's what I use as emergency logs.
There you go. All right, Chad and Sarah are tied at 60. Mr. Chad, what can I do for you?
Go 30.
Let's go 30 again.
All right. He spins the barrel. And, all right. The kicker is, what was that? He is going to.
The barrel.
Is that what that was? All right. Here we go. This is number, let's see, for 30. This is the fourth one for you. Guess what?
How many are in 30?
Huh?
How many are in 30? How many questions?
There are 10 in each.
Okay, so I asked one. I did one, and he did four.
Right.
Three. This will be three.
Yes. So.
Okay. Four total.
Right. So, actually, Chad, this is a double or nothing.
Oh, go for it, Chad. Ooh. Go for it.
All right. Here we go.
Let's go for it.
Okay. The original download format for the search results page on geodashing.com was what? The original download format for the search results page on geocaching.com was what?
Lock format.
There you go. Ding, ding, ding.
An LOC file. Okay.
Wow.
What was it?
Oh, glad I didn't have that one.
Lock, LOC.
I did know that. Yeah. But that's not what I would have guessed, but I didn't.
Well, the other one's GPX, right. But the first one was actually.
Would you accept the GPX?
No, because the first one was LOC. Yeah,
that's what I was going
to
say.
Chad has now gone to a whopping 120.
Wow. When he tanks, it's going to be real far down. Yeah.
No.
Okay, now, Chad, you can't be a bitch and get 10 point ones now. You got to.
Hey, I did three. 30 pointers.
One half. Don't put a skirt on and then go tens from now on for the rest of the show.
All right, Scott, your chance.
10, please.
Okay. Hey, whatever works. He's got a strategy too. That's all that counts.
I got the tens for Chad, man.
Okay. Let's see. Scott gets a whammy. Oh, wait, no, this is 10 points. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. We didn't get that far down the list. All right. All right, 10 point. Let me get back to that. I was actually in the wrong spot here. There we go. 10 point. What type of geocache has only a container and a log of which must be signed when found?
Wait, what?
What type of geocache has only a container and a log of which must be signed or found?
What type of cache?
Yes.
I got to be overthinking this.
Yep.
Regular? Am I overthinking it?
You're thinking, go type of geocache. What type of geocache, not size? What type of geocache?
That's too much of a hint.
That's actually what the sentence is. What type of geocache is only a container and a log of which he has 10 points?
I have no idea. I'm like totally blanking.
I'm not saying anything.
All right.
You know what I would say.
That would be...
I'm going to guess it's traditional, the reality is a multi-cache and a letterbox, and there's some others that would still fall in that, but you have to do other things to find it.
Let's go I'll give Scott, since we've contemplated, the final shot. No, you don't give five. Just give me a final answer. We'll go with that.
What?
Give me a final answer. We'll go with that.
I'll go traditional. I'll go chat with your. I mean, when I said regular, I meant traditional. That's what I meant.
All right. 20 points.
Riding his luck.
He got it.
A regular cache. It's a large and extra large.
I've never had that problem with that question before. People ran with it. All right, so we've got Chad at 120. We have Sarah at 60. Scott at 20. Nobody has bit the big one since Scott. I'm just saying. All right.
I'm the only one who sucks.
So, Miss Sarah, what would you like?
Give me a 20.
All right.
Please.
I sure will. Okay, this is an acronym.
Oh, bugger. All right, go on.
All right. And oh, bugger is not the answer. So we have, I'll give you a choice. You have 1 through 5. Which would you like?
3.
All right.
Mid-table mediocrity again.
All right. Acronym, B-O-T. B-O-T. B-O-T.
Base of tree.
Wow.
Nice job.
I wouldn't have got that.
No, I don't think I would have got that either.
Base of tree. Excellent.
I was thinking bring own tool, but that's...
I was thinking bring one's tool.
Bottle of tequila?
I've been doing this
for tequila.
9 years.
That'll work.
I've never seen BOT
in anywhere. Yep, BOT.
Now I think about it, I think I did see it in England.
I've seen them actually in Florida, believe it or not.
Hmm.
No. Okay, Mr. Chad with the 120, what would you like?
10.
Oh, okay, so he's playing the game. He's playing the game. All right, 10. Market. All right. Number 10. What does the R in GPSR stand for?
Receiver.
And that would be?
Correct.
All right. 130. Mr. Scott.
10, please.
All right. We're going to run out of 10s eventually. This one.
I wouldn't have known that one, so I'm glad you didn't tell me that one.
This one is an acronym.
Oh, great.
All right.
A hard one.
Right?
Well, he gets the same choice as Sarah does. We have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 that you can choose from.
5, please.
Number 5. What does TFT question mark mean?
Oh, I didn't hear that. Repeat that.
What is TFT question mark mean?
Thanks for the puzzle?
Yes, I'll take that. Thanks for the puzzle cache or mystery cache.
I was going to say 2F tricky? Question mark?
I've never seen that either.
Yes. Yep. Okay, so after the fourth round, we've got Chad with 130, Sarah with 80, Scott with 30. All right, Scott's going to try to wear out. I can see this. He's wearing out the 10-pointers so that the other ones screw up on the higher points. That's right. a good strategy.
It's the way I'm going.
You do know that you're going to force yourself into the higher points later.
We don't want to tell that now.
You're going to be out of the higher points. you're going to lose, and then you're going to be only the don't worry.
That's it. Strategy. He's got it. All right, Miss Sarah, what do you want?
Oh, give me another 20.
Another 20. Round two. And let's see. All right, number 20 is... And Mark. There we go. All right. The Giga Event icon has something inside the bubble graphic. What is that something? There's two possibilities.
Really?
Yep. There is.
I think it's the word Giga inside it.
Correct. The letter G or Giga, depending on the side. Way to go.
Yeah, I knew that. I thought it was something else.
Uh-uh.
Like, no one says Giga.
That's...
Oh, okay.
All right. So Sarah is up to 100 points. All right, Mr. Scott?
10.
No.
Oh, no, it's Chad.
All right, number 10.
No, it's Chad. Don't
skip me.
Oh, I'm sorry, Chad. I'm sorry. Chad. My bad.
Let's go 420.
Okay, middle ground. And this one is... All right. All right. What are the three options of printing the number of logs from a cache page? What are the three options of printing the number of logs from a cache page?
You can print logs from a cache page?
Yes, in the old days.
Oh, Chad, look at Chad's face. He's looking at his 130 points go down. I want me to pull the chain.
Control plus A, Control plus B.
Control P? Control A, Control P, yeah,
But reality, I have no idea.
What are the three?
How is it not a 30-point question?
Because in the old days, this was normal. This is the thing that...
you're saying the logs, right?
The number of logs that you can print from a cache page.
Oh, Chad. Welcome to the bottom, Chad. Welcome back.
I'm so glad you got the question.
I have not a clue.
I wish I had a gurgling down spiral sound, but...
Do you know this stuff?
Command P.
No. No logs, five logs, or 10 logs?
Oh, I'm so glad I didn't get that question. I have no idea.
No log?
Huh? When you go to a cache page, the number of logs that you can print off, you have a choice of no logs, five logs, or 10 logs.
Chad's face.
He's going to go check it out. All right. So, Scott, you are in second place, Mr. Scott.
Commanding lead in second place, too.
Yes.
Wow. Give me a 10, please.
All right. He's going back to basics. All right. 10. And, all right. Let me mark that. How far apart, and this needs to be as exact, how far apart minimum?
528.
Oh, he is good.
It is units.
How many feet in part?
159.
That doesn't count. He didn't get the units.
Get the units.
Yeah. Get the units. He had a choice between feet and... No, I wanted feet. How many far apart in feet or meters can two geocaches be?
528.
Yep, 528 or 161 meals.
Point one. Chad, don't be hated because you're in last place.
He is really building that lead. Okay, so after round five, Sarah is at 100 points. Scott is at 40. Chad at goose egg. All right. Good stuff. Miss Sarah, what can I do for you?
Guess what, 20?
Oh, my. I'm shocked. This is where I'm shocked.
This is where I take
the lead. Right. This is where it's going to sink.
This is the grand.
Yeah.
All right.
Well, go on.
Miss Sarah, double or nothing? Double or nothing. Here we go.
You know, for the record, for the next game, next time we do this, it should be double or half.
I like the death aspect of it just all going away.
So it doesn't go down to zero. You got a chance to either double it or lose half.
That sounds too safety net.
It's double or nothing.
Yeah. All right. To make a trackable item usable in the geocaching world, there is a trackable code. What is the other code needed? To make a trackable item usable in the geocaching world, there is a trackable code.
You've got
code.
A register.
What?
And is it the proxy code? No. I can tell by a face. By that face, I don't care.
Final answer? We're stealing all the other shows.
I'm just trying to think.
No, you're looking at
I didn't cheat. I would have jumped on there and tried to find that answer on the number logs that I can.
Final answer, please.
Code, proxy code. I haven't got a clue. I don't do trackables.
That would be the activation code.
Activation code.
So we didn't double it. We went to nothing. Mr. Chad.
Let's go 30.
All right. So the game's back afoot again. All right. 30. All right. Let's see what that shows up on the screen here. All right.
Wait, what was the answer to that one, Andy, by the way?
Activation code.
It was activation code.
Activation code.
Yes. All right.
Activate it first.
Yes. All right. What type of map would you use which would show the different types of relief in the area? What type of map would you use?
I know.
Which would show the different types? I'm sorry?
Topographical.
Topo map.
All right. Excellent.
I had to search my brain for the word.
All right. Chad is in second place. Scott, you are in the lead, sir.
Right? Say that again, please.
You are in the lead, Mr. Scott Burks.
don't worry, Mr. Ten Pointer. You're gonna crash again.
All right.
Yep,
you are up, sir.
10, please.
All right. This is a double or nothing.
Oh, I'll take a double or nothing. Thank you.
Okay. So
I
let me
get it right. I'm going to joke right here.
All right. Let me get this on here. Okay. So for 10 points, true or false, Geocaching HQ resides in Spokane, Washington. True or false? Geocaching headquarters resides in Spokane, Washington.
True.
it's false. It's in Seattle, Washington. So,
I have no idea where it is.
After that round, Chad with 30, Sarah and Scott with goose egg.
All right, I'm still in it.
You're still in it. We still got a few more questions to go. Just to let you know, we've got 4 in the 10 point, 5 in the 20, and 5 in the 30.
Okay.
Let's see. So, Miss Sarah, what can I do for you?
Give me a 30. The only way is up.
Okay. All right. 30 on this one. So let me mark this up. Do. There we are. And mark. Okay, what are the icon representatives used to identify lab caches? What are the icon? Go ahead.
It's a little green thing that looks like a chemistry beaker.
All right, Miss Sarah.
We didn't bloody get any at the last event because. Geocache wouldn't give us friggin' mecha status. Grumpy. Okay?
But at least you're not bitter. That's good. Mr. Chad.
What shape is that beaker? No. Go ahead.
Let's see. Chad, you're next, sir.
Yes. Let's go for 30 again.
All right. And this one is an acronym.
Oh, boy.
Uh-huh. All right, 30 points. You have a choice between 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
Let's go two.
All right. What does UTM stand for?
Universal Transmurdicator.
Oh, my goodness.
Boom.
All right, sir. All right. So he is now at 60. Mr. Scott.
I'm smug.
All right, 20, sir. I will get that for you right now. All right. There we go. Okay, 20. What is the two main colors of the Sito geocaching icon? What is the two main colors of the Sito geocaching icon? And I better not hear keys.
No, or I mean this later. It's blue and green.
Hey. All right.
I knew blue. I wasn't sure on the blue or white or blue and green.
Excellent. Okay, so Chad at 60, Sarah at 30, Scott at 20. Excellent stuff. Miss Sarah, where would you like to go next? Got a few of each ones left.
Give me a 30 because I've got to try and catch him up.
Okay, here we go. This will be a bloody mess. All right, let's see.
Yeah, well, anyway.
All right. Hang on one sec. Let me get to the... There we go. All right. 30. Acronym. Let me get down.
Three again, please, if it's not already gone.
Three again. And. All right. Let me mark that. And. What is S-O-O-P stand for?
Soup.
Wrong kind of soup. S-O-O-P stand for?
I have absolutely no idea, so I'm back down to zero.
I haven't a clue.
S-O-O-P.
Yeah, Universal Transmurdicator.
S-O-O-P. Something out of place.
Something out of...
Describes what? An oddity at Ground Zero that hints to finding a cache. Something
you're looking like acronyms from like 2002.
All right.
Out of place?
Yep, something out of place. All right. Okay. Let's see. So
Daryl would write in his log.
He's like, how did you not know that? All right, Mr. Chad, you are in the lead, sir, with 60.
Let's go for 30 again.
Okay. Oh, he's pulling the big guns. All right.
Waggling them around.
Oh, no.
Chad, put your pants back up.
I was going to say, please, this is a kid show. Let's see. Here we go. let me mark this first. The geocacher's creed has three words defining the entire concept. One word is safe, the other is legal. What is the third word?
Consenting.
That's the Boy Scouts.
Safe, legal, bleh. What is it, Chad?
Respect.
Oh, that's a good answer.
That's a great answer. Unfortunately, it's ethical.
Oh,
the big one has fallen, Chad.
Screwed on ethics.
Scott, I don't know how to say this, but you're in the lead.
Yes,
with 20 points.
It is all coming into
what? I had no idea how this thing was going to turn out. All right, Mr. Scott, we have a couple of 10 points, a few 20, and a couple of 30
points. I got.
You have 20.
10, please.
10. All right. So he's going for safe, but it's working. All right.
I know you all laugh at me.
Yes. All right. So, jeez. I did not place this. All right. I am not placing this. All right. Scott, as of 5/4/2016, what was the last branded promotion that geocaching.com participated with?
As of 5/4/2016, that's the Tin Cup, wasn't it?
All right.
You know, the one that you...
No, I did not play. It was in there. Jeez. All right. So, for the record, there's actually only one 10-point left. Mm-hmm. Let's see. I wasn't marking them good or well. Let's see. So, Scott's got 30, Chad and Sarah, goose egg. Sarah, what would you like?
Oh, give me a 20. They're about the only thing I can answer.
Okay. So this is actually the last of the 20s.
Oh.
Okay.
All right. And let's see. Oops. Hate when that happens. All right. On the geocaching.com webpage, there are four menu choices directly to the right of the word geocaching. They are learn... They are learn, play, community, and what? On the geocaching.com webpage, there are four menu choices directly to the right of the word geocaching.
Looking.
They are learn,
moving your mouse.
Play.
Profile or discover? I have no idea. I have no idea.
Shop.
No idea either. I couldn't tell you.
Oh, cool. So they're trying to flog your stuff. Yeah.
What is it?
Shop.
Shop,
yeah. All right, Sarah, you didn't.
The one look that at, you never, the never one.
The one you never go to. Yes.
Oh, no. There's a logo. Then there's actually. Am I? No, I'm not on the home page.
I was going to say. So, all right. So you didn't lose anything. Look on the bright side. So
yeah, I am.
Chad, let's see. Wait, 110.
She killed the 20s. Right.
20s are gone. Yeah. I have 110. And let me count the 30s just so that you've got bearings here.
There's only four things. There's the geocaching logo, one, then two, there's play the community, the shop, you're right, and then there's your profile.
We still have... Did they change it? Well, that's what it was at the time. All right, so we've got 1, 2, 3, 4 of the 30s left.
Okay.
So, I'll give Scott the last 10, and I'll take a 30.
All right, you're going to take a 30? All right. So that's that. We've got, all right, not including GPSR units and before smartphones, what electronic device was first used in what was considered paperless caching? Not including GPSR units and before smartphones, what electronic device was first used in what was considered paperless caching?
Phone a friend.
Yeah, there's a payphone for that.
If he doesn't know, let me answer it.
So you're not counting. Yeah. Are you counting BlackBerries as,
that's a smartphone.
As a smartphone?
Right.
Okay. I've got the image in my head of what the heck it is.
We're gonna need a full name on that, Chad.
Hey, it's a type of a PDA.
What, public display of affection?
No, a personal data assistant.
There you
PDA.
Go.
All right, so.
You would have said PDA.
You needed a generic PDA?
Okay. I would have given both. I would have given it to you. I would have given it to you. Okay, so we literally have 3 30s left and 110.
Who's up?
Let's see. Mr. Scott is.
10, please.
10, please. All right.
So I'm going to lose it on the 30.
Oh, actually, this one's an acronym. And you have a choice between 1, 2, 3, or 4.
4.
GPX stands for what?
A GPX?
GPX stands for what?
Oh my god. Global positioning. Don't know. I have no idea. Jazz, do you know?
No.
GPS exchange format.
GPS exchange format?
Yep.
How does GPX?
G for the front of it, exchange with the X, and format with the F. That's what they got on here.
What are you seeing?
I don't know. That's what they had on it. GPX.
Wow.
All right. So. All right.
Wow. Yeah. I should have picked one.
Yeah. All right. So last of the tens. Chad is actually in the lead with 30. Scott and Sarah hugging the bottom of the barrel.
The donut.
All right. Yeah. We've got three left of 30s. So we will jump right to that.
I might have a 30, please.
All right.
Go on.
All right. Let's do this.
Chad definitely needs to get his, basically.
All right. Well. So it's good that we...
Chad. Well, everyone needs to get theirs, but I'm the only one that controls his own destiny.
Yes, that's exactly right. All right. How many caches worldwide were published at the launch of geocaching.com on September 2nd, 2000?
Oh my God, I think I know this.
How many caches worldwide was published at the launch of geocaching.com on September 2nd, 2000?
200? I'm just randomly guessing.
75.
Oh, I
was one off.
Yeah. Sarah. Oh,
so GC 45 and 46 would have been in there.
Yeah. So Sarah at zero.
Nice and consistent.
And, hey, you know what? You're doing a great game. Okay. Next one goes to Mr. Yeah. Chad.
Yeah. I'll take a 30, please.
All right. What was the surname of the person who first registered the domain geocaching.com and started a new database for the cache hides and finds? What was the surname of the person who first registered the domain geocaching.com and started a new database for the cache hides and finds?
And wasn't it all three of them?
No, this is the guy who actually registered the domain.
So you got a 1 in 3 shot for the win. For the win.
I'm going to pick Jeremy Irish.
Oh, Irish is correct. Okay, so Scott's still got.
Well done.
Scott's got one left for fun because Chad has 60 points, Sarah has zero, and Scott has zero. So the best that he can do is get 30. Yeah, right. But let's see if he goes down in flames or not.
Give him a double Jeopardy. Go on.
He's got zero.
And I've got 9% battery left on my computer, by the way.
All right. Mr. Scott, what U.S. president do you thank for making it possible for all of us to go to...
Yep.
There you go. So the winner is Mr. Chad, followed by Mr. Scott, followed by Miss Sarah.
Chad, if you would have missed that, I would have won the game.
Yes.
I
softball question. That softball third.
Flipping, it was a Brian Roth or Jeremy Irish. and Elias something or other was the third one.
Right.
Threw me a softball.
Wow, what a great game. You guys did fantastic. I mean, that went up and down all over the place. Could have been anybody's game.
Yeah, usually it isn't that close.
It really isn't. That was a lot of fun. All right, good stuff.
The questions. Thank you, whoever sent them.
Yeah, this is great. Good stuff. All right, so that's it. We ran just a smidge long, but hey, it was fun. And we hope you guys had a good time, too, playing along with us. And let us know what you think. This was a lot of fun. And we don't put the hosts under pressure that much too often, but boy, it's fun when we do. All right, good stuff. So special thanks to Chad, Sarah, and Scott for everything that you do. And like I said, we'll find a coveted prize for the winner. So Chad. Mr. Chad will get something of note, I'm sure. We'll look into Cash Stash and see what we got. All right, good stuff. We want to thank you fine folks for stopping on by and subscribing to the Geocaching Podcast. I'm going to push a little button over here, and we will finish this up. Here we go. Please be sure to join us each and every Wednesday at 9:30 p.m. Eastern Time for another episode of the Geocaching Podcast right here on the Geocaching Podcast website at www.geocachingpodcast.com/live. The video version of our show is available on YouTube, and the audio version is available on our home website, iTunes, Stitcher, Google Play, and many of your favorite podcatchers. We love hearing from our viewers and listeners, so please visit us through our social media sites or contact us via our voicemail line at 630-31-VOICE. The Geocaching Podcast is a Head Hard Hat production. It is produced by Andy Smith, Scott Burks, Chad Courtney, and Sarah T.S. This show is copyright 2017 by Andrew T. Smith. All rights reserved.